This is Talking with the Gravy Train on Ski Tracks, the latest in Nordic ski talk and news. And now your host, Peter Graves.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Peter Graves. It's another edition of Talking with the Gravy Train. I'm in studio here today, and on the telephone from Duluth, Minnesota, is Chad Somola. Chad is going to be once again reprising his role for NBC as a Nordic commentator, and we want to talk to him about the upcoming Olympics and a little bit about his ski team and some other things as well. But Chad, welcome to the program. I know you've had a great start to the winter in Duluth.
Oh, it's great. It's great to be on your show. Thanks for having me. But yeah, we got dumped on last week. We had about almost 3 feet of snow in places on around the Duluth area. So it's really, the short-term problem is getting the stuff groomed to ski on, but the long-term solution is excellent.
Well, it's great to have you, Chad. So you've done this, I think, since 2006, originally starting with biathlon and then segueing over to cross country and Nordic combined as well. So you're really doing a lot of work at the Olympic Games. So, Chad, what can you tell us a little bit as we get ready for Sochi? How much do you know now?
Well, I don't know much at all, and that was the same thing going into Vancouver. We got our production schedule about 2 weeks out from the games in Vancouver, and I don't expect to see anything for a production schedule for at least a few more weeks, probably not until mid-January. I don't really know. Nobody's told me anything. I know when I'm flying. I don't know where I'm staying yet, but I know that I'm going. And, I think that they are probably looking at strategies, and my hunch is that they're looking at what's going on, what are going to be the stories, the way NBC usually covers the Olympics. So, I'm not sure that their production schedule is in stone yet either. So, and with a time change, who knows how much it'll change over the course of the games.
Yeah. And am I right in assuming you'll be once again working with somebody I think is one of the best all-around announcers going, and that is the talented Al Troutwig?
That's the understanding I have. I haven't talked to Al at all. He hasn't touched base with me, and I haven't talked to him. But I'm sure we will before the games. But I was told that Al will be doing the cross country skiing and the Nordic combined, with the added event of the mixed relay with biathlon. It's another biathlon event that they were originally not going to have me doing cross country, and I was just going to do biathlon. And they flipped and said they wanted me to do cross country and Nordic combined with Al. And what they're doing now is, what we settled on is Stacy Woolley, a former teammate of mine and a Dartmouth grad who skied at the Big Green for your, probably before your wife was coaching. But
right.
Stacy's going to come in as a backup commentator for anything that I can't cover in biathlon. I don't know if people know this, but all the biathlon events are going to be held on European primetime in the evening. So there'll be night races. And if we're still in production off of cross country, I may not do several, if not a lot, of the biathlon events live. So, I don't know the production schedule, but I do know that Stacy will be backing up as a color commentator. I think she's going to do great. She had a tryout with NBC, and they liked her. So,
well, how wonderful! That's great. And now I also understand that is Rob Whitney going to be a researcher, Chad?
That's right. Yeah, Rob's coming in as a researcher for cross country. I think he's going to do a great job. I was just on email, not 20 minutes ago, with Rob, just talking about the first couple weekends of cross country. He'll be doing cross country primarily. I'm not sure who they have for Nordic combined. Last time in Vancouver, it was Corby Fisher, but I haven't confirmed whether that's going to be the case in Sochi. But my brother Corey will be doing the biathlon research again, as he did in Vancouver.
Well, that's great. It sounds like a great cast. So, Chad, one of the things...
Team, I think.
Yeah, indeed so. One of the things that's certainly been present and building in the last few Olympiads has been NBC's Olympic commitment to cross-country skiing, Nordic skiing, biathlon. I would assume that we will see continued good coverage of the events, because certainly in Vancouver it proved to be quite extensive.
Oh, it was, and I think that I don't want to prognosticate as to what they're going to do as far as a strategy for covering the games. And I think the one thing that everybody has to realize in the Nordic community is that the Vancouver games were a unique opportunity. First of all, they expanded their coverage to more stations and more outlets than they've ever had. They had more platforms there. As I understand it, there'll be even more platforms, more digital platforms to watch the events in the United States on NBC affiliated platforms. But the real unique thing about Vancouver and why I believe we were on a lot, and just from what I could gather by working, is we got a lot of live time because NBC's strategy was to showcase what they thought were the most watched events in the American public to prime time. So they weren't going live, and what that left them with was an entire day show to cover with live stuff. And Nordic was running, whether it's biathlon or combined or cross country, it was running live every day, and that's why we were on. You know, whether that proves to be the format, you know, not much will be live with the time change on the main network, just because on NBC itself, on the Peacock, because of the time change. You know, I think that there will be a lot of live stuff on the other platforms that will run in the middle of the night, and people might have to be getting up to watch that. You know, I'm just guessing, but whether that strategy, you know, whether that coverage that we got, live daytime on the NBC network, happens at Sochi is to me a question mark. I don't really know that we can expect the same level of coverage on the network, but you know, we can certainly hope so. And I think with the way the U.S. ski team is performing, and biathlon team, I think if you look at biathlon with Tim Burke and Lowell Bailey and Susan Dunkley, all real medal threats, and you look at cross country with Noah's recent results, Annie Newell's potential, and definitely the women. And then you look at the Nordic combined team, you know, I think what NBC is looking for are, you know, I can't speak for them, but they seem to always look for the stories that need to be covered, particularly when it comes to medal chances for the United States. And that certainly has never been better in the history of Nordic skiing in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. But Chad, when you get ready for an assignment like this, and you've done it before, I'm guessing you... your research is something of sorts that is just a regular part of your day. I know when I do things, I'm always on the internet and looking and researching. So it doesn't come down to, you know, the day of the Olympics and you're still trying to assimilate stuff. Is that correct for you too, that your research is a regular part of your life and ongoing?
Oh yeah, I think it's like anybody. I mean, I'm a fan of the sport. You know, having been involved with the sport for many years, I'm a fan of the sport like anybody is. I mean, I think anybody playing in any kind of role of broadcasting as a color analyst, you're so interested in the sport that it's not necessarily a job. You know, my research isn't research, as you put it. You know, the biggest thing for me right now is these weekends are kind of a crunch right now because I actually I'm watching a lot of the stuff, maybe not live, but I'm pretty much watching every event online start to finish right now. And I'm doing that for the primary reason that there are a lot of new names. There are a lot of new people in biathlon who are doing well. I mean, if you just watch the Cross Country World Cup from Lillehammer and from Ruka, you know, where did this Zhaparov guy come from?
Yeah, indeed.
You know,
yeah.
You know, and I need to know what that guy looks like when he's skiing. I can't just, you know, to me, If I got to rely 100% on the bib number to tell me who someone is, then I'm behind the game. I need to be able to look at the course, see them coming in, and at least have it down with one of two Russians, and then maybe back myself up before I say who it is with a look at the start list. But primarily, I'm just looking for recognition, and there are a lot of new people, and that's the biggest challenge for me.
Well, interesting. Chad, what is it like for you to be live on the air on NBC, and what does it feel like?
I try not to think about it. I mean, I think if you think that there's, you know, the number of viewers, and you get this a lot, you know, a lot of people, I know a lot of American ski fans don't like what the tack that NBC takes in presenting the Olympic Games, because, you know, in a lot of ways, for somebody who isn't as focused on the sport as I am, it insults their intelligence about the sport. But what people have to realize is there are, you know, on a Saturday afternoon during the Olympic Games, there are 13 to 16 million people watching in the United States.
And, yes.
You know, maybe 10,000 of those people really get the sport. Maybe. You know, that might be generous. And the way, you know, the way that has to be presented is not in the Eurosport fashion, like you're talking to, a, you know, 300,000, 400,000 people who watch the sport regularly around the world. You're talking to primarily people who don't really know what they're watching. And for me, that's probably the greatest challenge. And why I think a guy like Al Troutwig, you know, working with a guy like Al really puts it into that 13 million people perspective for me. And he sets it up within that context. And that gives me some parameters to which I know I need to keep my remarks a tad less technical than I might naturally do myself. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing that I'm going, you know, what's it like to be on is that you think about those 13 million people and you think about the execs at NBC and they're kind of hanging on what, you know, they're kind of relying on me to place it in a, you know, in a context that John Madden might in football for the average viewer. And I'm just trying pretty much to sound cohesive and know that it's a pretty big deal. I mean, there's that many people watching. You're just trying to get into the moment and not do anything poorly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's fascinating stuff. And now, Chad, also quickly, just a couple of comments as you see some of these disciplines that you'll be covering. I mean, first of all, the United States with women's cross country, particularly what we saw in the relay last weekend in Lillehammer with a historic third place. I mean, they are really, really coming up. And I don't know if you noticed Sophie Caldwell's time on the relay, the second team was very impressive. Yeah. These women are for real.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, all the way to Rosie Brennan, they still hung on to a really solid second team finish, and I believe it was 12th. You know, they go third and 12th, and they were third and seventh and eighth most of the relay. Right now, they're the second best team in the world, even though they finished third. I still think that as a depth team, our women's team, the United States women's team, is probably the second deepest team in the world to Norway. And I mean, it's phenomenal. It's been really fun to watch these events, even after I've known the results, just because you see the way they unfold. And that relay was a pure guts race. It was dumping snow. I mean, it's so easy to get dropped in that field. And we had two teams on the first leg in the front pack. And to me, that's just a super exciting thing. And I think it's going to bode well for the coverage of the Sochi Games for Nordic skiing.
Yeah, and arguably, probably overall in cross-country skiing, you probably have to look at Norway and say they have the greatest depth and the greatest medal potentials. Is that right?